Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Mr. Thomas Petty, the Heartbreakers. We're bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marvin Brown has a book. It's outstanding. How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. Simple Strategies for Great Conversations by Marvin Brown. He's our good friend and Brain Trust member. Marvin, thanks again for joining us. You gave us some great information and tips and best practices on how to make a great first impression. And one of the last things we were talking about was business cards. And what I'm just going to set you up by saying this, folks. When I learned how to sell, one of the things that they taught me was whenever you're closing for something, make sure that you know what you're closing for, and when you get a yes, move on. Stop trying to resell that. For example, Marvin, if I'm trying to get an appointment with you, and so I can ultimately sell you, if you say okay, I'll meet with you, I need to shut up and move on. I made a sale. And if I ask you for a business card, and we've just met, and I hope that you and I do business for the next 20 years, and I ask you for a business card, and you say yes, and you give it to me, I just made a sale. I need to shut up and go and leave.
Absolutely. One of the dangers that a lot of salesmen make is that they oversell, and you have to know when you've closed, and move on. Otherwise, the other person starts to feel oppressed. And yes, get the business card, and you made the sale. Definitely. Well,
you were going to tell us about doing the business card exchange.
Yeah, it's just a very quick thing. A lot of people, when people give people a business card, the person takes it, and they sort of immediately almost put it in their pocket, or they just put it in their hand, and it takes about 4 seconds. Just get the business card, look at it. Just glance at it for 3 seconds, and then say to the person, thank you, and then put it in your pocket.
I like that. Turn it over, too, because a lot of times, when they give it to you, it might accidentally come out on one side or the other, and most times these days, people have something on both sides of their card. They might have a slogan on the other side of the card that could lead to more conversation.
Oh, it's funny because what you're saying is so true. That my business card now, for the first time in my life, is on both sides. and when people look at it and they glance at it for a minute instead of putting it straight into their pocket, I do feel better.
Yeah.
That they're interested in it, and it helps to close that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because selling is not just about product, it's about wanting to do business with that person, and then you're creating a relationship.
Right.
That was such a great thing to say.
Other things that we can do to make a great first impression?
Well, one of the things is to show again. You even alluded to it. Is when people say things, you can ask a question or two a little bit further, and they're casual. You're not being a district attorney cross examining them in court. But, you know, just saying, well, how long have you been with that company?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just casual things where you feel that you're getting closer to the other person. Not too intimate, but casual, and it shows that you have an interest in the person. So, again, at a party, you could just say to someone, well, how do you know, and you're meeting someone, and you say, well, someone's having a birthday party, and it's Jim Blasingame, and you said, well, how do you know Jim?
That's a great way to, yeah, if there's any common person they're standing next to you or that comes up to say, how do you know so-and-so, that's a great way to continue the conversation.
It's common ground. It's common ground. And then, by the way, what's interesting is, you know, so many people are afraid of these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And then many times when you ask a very simple question, it allows them then to ask you the question.
Mm-hmm.
And says, well, how do you know, Jim? And, or, you know, what do you do?
Right.
And the conversation goes back and forth, and you create that commonality, and it's so important. Yes.
Now, one thing I have noticed, there are people out there who are, when they're the alpha, they're better at this than you are. And they'll turn the conversation back around on you. Yet, and so you have to be careful. You've seen that, right? A really gracious person will do that. If they're the alpha, though, folks, you got to be careful because you take the pitch when they give it back to you, but then try to give it back to them, which might not be easy because really, really gracious people will keep it in your court, won't they?
Yes, but as long as for me, a conversation is a two-way street. The conversation's flowing back and forth, and you stay as close to 50-50 as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Except, of course, as you said, when you meet an alpha person and they take control over the situation, you just hang in and do the best you can to let it flow back.
Right, right. Hey, Marvin, you got a website?
Yes, it's how to meet and talk to anyone. anytime.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. That's also the title of the book. I'm Marvin Brown. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.